Monroe County will be processing its own recyclables in a matter of months. The City Council approved a budget September 17th that includes money to build a materials recovery facility, or MRF. Officials at the County Solid Waste Management District have debated for years whether to build the facility. Currently, the district pays a private company, Republic Services, to haul away its recyclables. But the district board president, Steve Voland, says it's not always clear what happens to those materials.
We have not been able to get proof from our vendors, from our contractors, that every bit of recycling that we've collected necessarily gets recycled once it leaves our possession. We have followed trucks occasionally, and they have not necessarily gone to a recycling center, but to a landfill.
Voland told the council there is money to be made on recycling. He said the district just needs to build a facility to bale and store the materials.
If you take the recyclables and you put them into truck or train car size bales, you can get, I calculated this price years ago after the recession began, on average, our recyclables are worth $100 a ton. And we had been paying $40 a ton on average to dispose of them, to throw them away. I think you can see, I mean, we're excited about the idea of reducing the tax burden eventually, of doing more recycling eventually.
The district's budget only includes money for what is known as a clean stream MRF. The facility will only process recyclables that are pre-sorted. Debate continues about whether to add on a more complex and expensive function called a waste stream MRF. That kind of facility would actually remove recyclable material from the garbage. County President Jeff McKim said many people seem to be confused about the two different functions.
Even for me, who follows this fairly closely, it's been very difficult to determine what's part of the waste stream MRF proposal versus what's part of the clean stream MRF proposal. It's been, you know, a lot of that messaging has been shifting around. It's been really hard, and they're both happening at the same time, which makes it even more complicated. You know, when you get down to it, the way I look at it is the clean stream MRF proposal that we have in this budget is really not a new service. It's not a new anything. It's just a reconfiguration of what you're already doing. It's replacing some contracted services with doing things in-house. But you're basically collecting the same commodities at the same point of service. You're just doing a little bit, you're baling them and collecting them into one location and then doing some of the trucking yourself rather than outsourcing it.
The council later voted to approve the district's budget, which also includes a 5% raise for district employees. Those employees have not had a raise since 2011.